Hey everybody, this is Martin Zender, big flipping deal. Hey, can we turn the music off early? Good, that was simple. I just don't want to hear it. I'm kind of depressed today. You know, I think my life is ready for a change. I don't know if my life is ready for a change, but I feel I'm ready for a change. I'm always trying to live a simple, quiet, mild, quiet life. According to the Apostle Paul, talks about leading a mild and quiet life. Not that he was very good at it. I used to be good at it. I don't seem to be very good at it now. I'd like to talk about mild and quiet living and peaceful living, because such a thing is a rarity today. Not many people live quiet, simple lives because the world has really sucked us in. Jesus talked about the worry of this eon in Matthew, the parables of the kingdom. The sower sows the seed, and some of the seeds choked because of the worries of this eon. And people wanting to have riches in this world, wanting to keep up with the Joneses, as they say, and to have things. And I just want to tell people today that I think this is a big mistake for anybody, and we all fall into it to various degrees. But I don't think it's ever too late to change. And I think the reason a lot of us don't change is that we're afraid to change. And when we see the world going, we see our lives going, and it seems to be irrevocable. Well, we're sucked up into this thing, and there's no stopping it now. You ever heard the saying, stop the world, I want to get off? Seems you just can't do it. You let go, somebody's going to think you're stupid. If you let go, you're not going to make any more money. If you let go, you're going to die. And so we just keep hanging on, and we get thinner and thinner. I'm not talking about our bodies, I'm talking about our peace gets thinner. Our mental capabilities get thinner. We're pressed, and we never stop. We just want to stop sometimes. And I have a history in my life of stopping. I have come to places in my life where I have said stop, and I've actually had the guts to do it. Guts is a worldly way of saying the Spirit of God moved me to make a decision that went against every grain you can imagine. And all my decisions look very stupid at first. And those of my decisions which affected my wife look really, really like crappy decisions at first. And my decisions at first caused pain and discomfort. But the best decisions I've ever made in life were decisions based on three things. One, I want to spend more time with my family or with my wife. Two, I want to have more peace in my life. I want to have time to think, to sit under a tree and look at the sky if I want to, because people don't take time to do that, and mankind was meant to do that. And three, I want to get better in touch with God, spend quiet time with Him. Jesus went into the mountains to pray. Ronald Reagan suddenly comes to my mind. I read his biography by Edmund Morris several years ago, and the amazing thing I found out, this was a very wise man. When he was president, he kept regular hours, like 9 to 5. He literally did not go into the office till 9 o'clock, spent time with his wife, had a breakfast. At 5 o'clock, he walked out of the office. At 5:01, he was not to be found. I mean, I'm looking at this guy, I'm thinking, if he could do this as President of the United States, why can't I have a semblance of peace? And yet, mark me here, tell me if you're not like this. You just go all the time. You have obligations, you take on more obligations, and you feel guilty. You have to explain yourself if you're sitting down. You have to really explain yourself to your family or your spouse why you're not doing something productive, as if the things we count as productive are truly productive. You know what's productive today? Having peace, being able to think, being able to stop. That's productive. But who counts that as productivity today? Jesus himself went into the mountains to pray. Well, we can't do that because we got to be somewhere at 7 o'clock or 6 a.m. We got to get our kids off to school. And we buy these crazy things called houses. I used to have peace before I had a house, you know. And then you buy a house, you maintain a house, you pay for a house, and you collect all this crap in your life that just ties you down, makes you sick. You have to maintain it. I know I'm not the first one to say this. The stuff you own actually owns you. That's the truest thing I've ever heard. But yet there have been times in my life where I have stopped. And I'm going to talk about those times this week. I want to review those times because they felt so good. They were stupid when they first happened. They were a hassle at first, possibly, but yet they yielded peaceable fruit. And any decision, here comes the train, any decision you make in this life based on those three things, you want to spend more time with your family, you want to find out who the heck you are again, you want to get back in touch with yourself, or you want to find out about God. Anything you do with those three goals, if those three things are your goals, God is going to honor it. And I don't care if it's quitting your job or selling your house or doing something radical to get out from under debt, whatever it is, if you want to spend more time with your family, more time with your spouse, more time with yourself, more time with God, more time to contemplate the world, to slow down and think and appreciate this life while it's still here, anything you do for those goals, God's going to honor it, and you can't walk in fear, because fear is going to stop you from doing all these things, because Satan doesn't want you to be at peace. We want to live a mild and quiet life, don't we? It is actually possible. It just takes some guts. That is, it takes the Spirit of God to move you to make a decision. Going to talk about that this week. Put on the music. I don't care. Okay, whatever. I guess I'll be here tomorrow, okay? So, yeah, well, yeah, okay. Sure, why not? Tomorrow. Yeah, I'll be here tomorrow.